Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media.
Hi, looking for affordable, inspirational gifts? Check out our store at cbiztvmedia.com. That's cbiztvmedia.com, and click on our store. Or you can email us at cbiztv@yahoo.com. And we'll send you that link. Thank you. Hey everyone, this is Irene again with more chit chat from the 90 Day Universe, our 90 Day fam. This time we're talking about 90 Day the Single Life. And for those of you that don't know, 90 Day Fiancé is a reality show where American couples and couples from other countries, well, I'll say one person's from America, the other from another country, and they fall in love. They have to do the visa process, and they only have about 90 days to get everything together for their boo to be able to become a citizen and live with them in America. And sometimes they do the other way around, where the American goes to live with their person from another country. And this is a true show, a reality show. Of course, it's, you know, reality shows are kind of loosely based on it's a lot reality, but it's a lot of planning and setting things up to the point where you have an interesting show and something you can edit and work with as well. So, of course, there are parameters. But for all in all, it's a reality show. You can see it on TLC, The Learning Channel. But we're going to talk about our single life. A few of the couples here on the recent episode, Tyree and his new bae, he meets the 25-year-old. He expresses his fondness for voluptuous women, I'll say that. And he looked like he was having fun at the club. There was a few voluptuous women there. I think he was dancing with a couple of Caucasian ladies. And then later on, he meets this young lady. I believe she may have been biracial, African-American, and Caucasian. And they kind of talk to the side. They hit it off. He's 33, finds out she's 25. And, you know, they're in New Orleans. It's a party vibe. And he's trying to break out of his shell and kind of be a bad boy a little bit, I think. And I think he has on some beads. And she's like, oh, those are nice beads. Where'd you get them? He's like, well, if you want them, what are you going to do for them? So he's kind of pulls off the bad boy side of Tyree, comes out. I'm not sure if I like that side very much, but it happened. And so he puckers his lips up for a kiss. And she's like, what do you mean? What do I have to do? She's like, okay, this is a little sus. I know. I don't want Tyree to be that guy, you know. And he just meets her and, you know, already kind of giving off that vibe, that maybe a little bit too thirsty vibe. Or maybe he thinks she's so thirsty that she'll do anything. I don't know. She was picking up that a little bit, but, you know, things turned quickly when she was like, okay, kiss, I'll give you a kiss on the cheek. And it was respectful. It was cool. He does get her to go back to the hotel with him the second time they meet up. You know, his brothers was like, get her to go back to the hotel tonight. And the first night, like, I don't know if they're trying to set up a one night stand, what they're trying to do. I know he really is trying to get a kiss, and it's not supposed to be like he's trying to get his first time or anything. It's really nice and respectful and kind of sweet that he wants his first kiss, but his brothers may be trying to take it to another level. Whatever the case, I like what happened between Tyree and this young lady, and I'll probably put her name in the description. I don't have her name before me, but she was a cool young lady. She actually reminds me of one of my family members. Just fun, free-spirited, but still level-headed, and a smart, nice young lady. Only 25, but knows how to carry herself quite well. And he was talking like, you know, maybe long-distance relationship, is it too soon? She's like, yeah, you know, let's just see how things go. I'm not really going to try to do a commitment like after the second time we talk. And they had a nice little date, hung around the pool, looked like they had some food. and he walks her to her car. They share a nice long hug, and that's it for Tyree and his new bae for now. You know, the door is open for them possibly to continue to connect with each other. But again, this is his second date now. It's another date that ends where the person was nice. The young ladies are nice that he's meeting, but there's no like strong love connection. He's not getting this big kiss that he wants. I think he's a little bit too excited for this big kiss, and he's building it up so much in his head. I think the more exciting thing is to really connect with somebody. And when you really have a great connection with that person, then the kiss will be great versus this big kiss is going to make me fall in love and we're going to be happily ever after. It's the connection that's going to make this kiss a really great kiss once he gets it. So I hope he gets it, but I hope he gets that connection first. I mean, romantic things do happen and a kiss can spark something great in a new relationship, but that's possible. I'm not going to put that down. But a lot of times the connection is what makes you so excited to get that kiss in the first place. Not just looks and attraction, which I know men are really, that's their first thing. But the connection is important even for them, whether they know how important it is or not. I do feel that this young lady was a little bit more of a match for him and they connected a little bit better than the first lady. I think her name was Teresa. But he still didn't get that love connection. But you know, again, it can take time, and he doesn't seem like he is that quick draw McGraw type fast moving guy. And I still have respect for him. Things ended well. You know, he said, I'm gonna try to take things in my own hands and not just sit back. And I respect that too, the fact that he's not gonna just be on the side and not take chances. So he's really trying to take chances, so I'm glad he's doing that, but do it in a respectful way. Things ended respectfully and nicely, and I still got love for Tyree. He didn't go out too far. He didn't get too bad. So respect for him, and hopefully it's great to see him on his journey, and it's great to see a guy that seems like a good guy and is trying to go about things in a positive way. He also talks about caregiving for his mom, and that's his focus right now. And the young lady said she also had an ill family member as well, and that's an important issue that, you know, people go through in life. But we'll talk about that at a future time. But again, that makes him seem like a great guy. I think he is caregiving for his loved one. So I just wish Tyree all the best in his search for love. And let's see as things continue on 90 Day the Single Life. Now let's go to Deb, Ruben, and Julian. They all meet up. Really, it's Debbie and Ruben. They stop at this event where you can graffiti. I guess it's legal graffiti. Everybody has spray cans and they're spraying on the wall. And Julian joins in, but first he has to ask the organizer, did you guys get permission to do this graffiti? You know, because he is a cop. So they're having fun drawing and art scene on the wall. And Debbie and Ruben actually match a little. Debbie has a splash of color with the, I think it's like a sash type of thing she's wearing, or a cover up over her arms. And he's wearing, his colorful shirt and hat as usual. I think that's the theme for him. Julian's like, I don't take this guy seriously. I don't like what he's wearing. He asks him about has he did jail time? And then he kind of reveals some information about Debbie's ex with Usama, the age difference being 24 and she's 67. She's still talking to him and giving money to his family. So Julian reveals all this to Ruben as he's supposed to be trying to question him. He's giving him information on Debbie, and now he's questioning whether Debbie is really serious about him, if she's still connected with her ex, and her ex being such a big age difference, and the fact that she took this huge leap to go to his country. So now he's kind of questioning Debbie's mindset and how she even feels about him, and how he may have to clear up, what's really going on with us. Am I your focus, or are you still hung up on your ex? So that becomes the question of the day for them, but we'll address it next time when he talks to Debbie, but this is what happened in the recent episode. I just found that crazy, but I think it's important for him to know her mindset in the situation. And Julian kind of let the cat out of the bag, and I don't know if he was trying to run Ruben away with this information. But again, I've mentioned it before about family, how family plays a part in love and relationships, and that's happened with 90 Day, so hopefully he didn't mess up a good thing for her. But honestly, the truth is the truth, and all she can really do is explain herself, her intentions. And you know, there are times when you can have a weak moment. And not saying everything she did was bad when it came to Usama, but sometimes you can be very impetuous and fall so deeply in love. I've had times where I've just felt so head over heels that I wasn't thinking completely clearly. And that may have been the situation with her and Usama. But we got to try to get our head leveled back and get back into the game. And I think she's done that for the most part. So hopefully Debbie, this is a couple that I guess considered senior love. I don't know Ruben's age. I know he's younger than Debbie. She's 67. But I think they're a great couple and they have a lot in common. And I just really wish the best for them. And I hope Julian didn't just mess everything up. But I don't think it's that simple. And I think it can be redeemed. All right, let's go to Natalie. Natalie and her mom and Mike is the scenario, because Natalie has now let go of Josh. The relationship wasn't working. She cried her way out of it. And I think that she probably made the best move for herself. So her and her mom are now actually went to a insemination clinic. I think that's what you might call it. Basically, to see if she can be artificially inseminated and have the child that she's been wanting. That's on her heart right now. She really wants a child. Is that the best thing to do right after a breakup? Probably not. But she goes and gets information, and her mom is telling her, you know, what about the traditional way? But you know, she's there, she's talking it out, finding out how things work, getting profiles of these guys, their education, their mentality, the type of people that they are. And she feels a connection. She said, you know, this is beautiful, that the way you guys have it set it up. I feel a connection with this process, but it's on paper. And the woman that is running, partially helping and running the facility, says you'll never meet the person. And so they're just going to be more of a donor to you. You'll never meet them. So that kind of, I think, gives her more insight. And she kind of feels like, you know, this process is a little cold. I want to be married in love, or at least in love with the person that I'm having this child with. I want the father to be around to be able to participate in the child's life. So it was something, an option that she was thinking about. I don't know if she's going to go forward with it, because in the next episode, Natalie's mom says, I invited Mike to come up here. So Mike's coming, and she appears to be hopeful, as if she may try to rekindle with Mike, which she's done that off and on. So we'll see if that actually happens and if that works. Not sure, but it was good to see her go through that process and explore her options of not surrogacy, but being inseminated and having a child. She also reveals some personal information that sadly she did lose a child, I believe in her 20s, and that was heartbreaking for her. And she also lets us know that after her, I think her second marriage, she went to the church. She basically gave her life to the church and was working towards becoming a nun, but her family really didn't approve, so she didn't continue the process. But she said she enjoyed that part of her life and connecting to the church and all the sisters working together, and she just enjoyed that part of her life and devoting her life to that, to the ministry and to the church. So I was really surprised to hear that about her as well. I knew with some of her moral stance and some of the things she said that she did have some type of a moral background, but I didn't know it to the point where she almost became a nun. She almost became the Julie Andrews character in The Sound of Music. Maybe I'm going too far with that. But yeah, she actually was trying to become a nun, which I forgot what they call them in the process. But I didn't know that about Natalie. So that was some cool new information, which ties into our whole element of faith, love, and trends right here on CBiz Media. But that's it for our coverage today for the Single Life 90 Day Fiancé. Wishing all the couples the best as they go through their singles journey. I do have to give a shout out to John and Megan as he tries to move forward with Megan, because his family kind of let her know that he's not really a responsible guy and he's not really into kids. So that may be making Megan question their relationship going forward. John is really trying to hold on to it and say, let's go to the next step. I don't want to really lose you. But we'll see what happens with them as that story continues as well. But that's it. I'm done. You want to connect with me? You guys can always do so by emailing me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's cbiztv@yahoo.com. All the best. God bless. And talk to you next time.